is Chicago. Brady in the morning. That's one of the first tunes he played 5 years ago, Carlton. I think appropriate to be one of the last ones to play, too. For those of you who are uninformed, this is the last boogie in Hogtown for a fat kid from Arizona. Well, I'm back to live in the desert and tend my cactus. It's 7:46, now 14 before 8 o'clock in the morning.
C-S-T-R.
A tribute this morning to my co-conspirator, Crazy Carlton. For the past 5 years, he's been pushing the buttons in the other studio, keeping this thing running and keeping me from going sane. Thanks. At CFTR with Brady in the morning. 2 out of 3 ain't bad. It is 23 degrees in downtown Toronto. Fun and games for the whole family here. And mostly sunny and warm, but a bit humid today. We got Russ Holden standing by to check out traffic. Russ, what's it look like?
Not your dad's call, Sunoco.
The captain has arrived.
The who?
A what?
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
Wait a minute.
Hey, Captain.
Wait a minute. It's Captain Inspiration.
Hi, Jimmy. How you doing?
I thought you was dead.
No, no. Well, I've been away for a couple of days, but I'm
couple
sorry.
Of years is more like it. It's been 2 years, Captain.
Oh.
2 years.
No wonder my beard's so long.
Where you been? I thought you bought it.
No. You see, we to tell you what happened is we put a new vat in at Wineland and Game Farm to hold 10,000 gallons of Mother Inspiration sweet potato wine.
Right.
It developed a bit of a leak.
Uh-huh.
So I just got under it and started, you know, picking up the overflow.
Oh, my God.
And,
It took you 2 years to drink 10,000 gallons?
Well, it was sort of weird, you know, because I'd drink a little and I'd sort of fall asleep, and then I'd wake up again, and then I'd try to have a little drink just to sort of straighten myself
out,
then next thing I know, I'd be waking up again.
You've been comatose for 2 years.
Well, something like that, yeah.
You thought it was 2 days.
Yes, yes.
Silly goose.
Did we have an election while I was gone?
No.
Ah, rats.
Yeah, still the same up in Ottawa. One damn strike after another, I mean.
Ah, nuts, that's too bad. It's
really great timing, Captain.
Is it?
Yes.
Why is that?
It's nice that you're back.
I know.
Because I'm leaving. The last hour. Well, it would take probably the last hour for me to run down a list of all the people that made it such a gas the past 5 years. And I got to thank two lovely young ladies named Karen and Mary, who made many a lunchtime more enjoyable. And they promised to buy me a pizza today if I mentioned their names on the radio. Of course, if I didn't mention their names on the radio, Karen and Mary would probably kill me. Vindictive people, said they.
Let's
see for that boy.
All right.
Oh, Stevie Wonder. Mm-mm. Hey, boogie on, reggae woman. Don't boogie on my feet. Back. 8:07. 7 minutes after 8 o'clock at CFTR. Brady in the morning. Last boogie in Hogtown. It's 23 degrees, mostly sunny and warm, and a bit humid today with a high temperature around 27. I'll be back with a live commercial in just a minute, so hang on. First, here's Russ Holden.
Hey, it's Dorado. Save with Sunoco.
Okay, here we go, gang. You're going to let me read a live commercial right on the radio. Ah, come on. Give me a break now. Hey. Give me a chance. Go on. Ease up. Ahem. Tomorrow night, the world's finest harness racing continues at Mohawk Raceway. How do you like it so far? The drivers and horses are resting up today for the final 3 evenings of Grand Circuit Week. Tomorrow night, they compete once again. The 2 future races are Cecilia's Council Stakes and the Miss Vera Bars Stakes. And her sister Candy Bars. And the special Grand Circuit Fund includes the Master Feed 6 Horse Hitch. I'm saying that 5 times real fast. Valuable prize draws, bluegrass by the Big Red Ford, and a fashion show, too. So don't miss the last 3 nights of Grand Circuit Week tomorrow through Sunday at Mohawk Raceway in Campbellville. Gates open at 6, post time is 7:30.
Morning.
CFTR. Hey, 10, Brady in the morning at CFTR. Here comes Seals. And Crocs. And you're the light. Jimmy Seals and Dash Cross and Brady in the morning at CFTR. That is You Are the Love. It is 13 after 8 o'clock, 8:13 at CFTR. Mostly sunshiny and warm and a bit humid today. We're going to have a morning movie coming up right after this from Russ Holden. Right after this from Russ. Is Russ ready? Somebody call up Russ and find out if he wants to do the traffic report here or not. Is he?
Good morning.
Okay. Morning.
Oh, sorry. Is it my time now?
Yes, it's your turn.
Oh, all right. Southbound on the park, a very heavy, a less filling taste, and best of all, a good beer flavor.
Well, all right. We got all the shades drawn, all the curtains closed, got a handful of greasy popcorn. It's time for the morning movie.
It's time for another scene from a classic motion picture. This time, the Korean War epic, I Built a Still on Pork Chop Hill. Cover me, Sarge.
All right. One blanket or two?
One ought to do it.
There you are. Comfy now.
Yeah, thanks.
It's good to be here in Toronto. Good here in the sun.
before my mother had to take in other people's laundry. I'd help. I'd go knock on her door, and she'd run around the back and take her laundry.
How about that?
Ah, shut up.
Understand.
Rod Stewart at CFTR at Brady in the Morning. I was only joking, but here, not really. 21 after 8 o'clock. 8:21 at CFTR, and it's 23 degrees. And here comes the weather fairy.
Good morning.
Latest weather biz and a little accompaniment here by the Weather Fairy's Orchestra and the Choral Society. I endeavored to read this very serious weather forecast. I'll see what we got here. Mostly sunny today and tomorrow. High temperature near 27. Overnight low near 14. High 14 fine, man? A lot of numbers are funny. 14's fine. 69's fine. High Friday near 26. What's that? Do my ears deceive me, or is it the Hen House 5 plus 2? That's in the mood. Oh, have mercy on my evil soul. Meanwhile, back at the ranch. Humidex is 18 degrees, rising to 33 later on this afternoon. Current temperature in downtown Toronto, 23 degrees at CFTR. We oftentimes wondered about Brady in the Morning.
What's Kavanaugh here?
And this morning we come to the end of an era. Jim Brady, one of the country's finest rise and shine personalities, commonly referred to in the business as a morning man, is taking his leave. Mother is coming to get him for the last time in less than half an hour. To say it's been a pleasure to work with his talented, slightly overweight, delightful personality is an understatement. But because he is leaving, I can be that generous. We will miss his ooh-ha's and his furps and his immodest statements, all part of Jim Brady's alter ego. He really is a fine gentleman, even though I've always wondered about a guy who calls his four-wheel drive truck Fred. Jim Brady, as you prepare to leave this fair city, take with you our best wishes for the future, and may the sunshine of Arizona do for your health what Canadian beer has done for your girth. Goodbye and good luck. CFTR News Time, 8:40.
Thank you very much for that tribute, Robert. Fine words, and I appreciate them. Been a pleasure to work with you, too. By the way, the check is right here. $75, is that right? Hey, good tributes don't come cheap. William Royce Skaggs with Brady in the Morning at CFTR. It is 8:46 now, 14 away from 9, and the sunshine, 24 degrees, headed for 27 this afternoon with a humidex rising up to about 33 thereabouts. Mostly sunshiny and warm, just a bit humid today. And here's Rusty Holden.
The busiest highlights, good takes.
Everywhere, there's somebody trying to rip you off some way or another. And with that in mind, let's do the Crime Stoppers notebook to protect you against something anyway.
It's time again for another page in the Crime Stoppers notebook. If you are accosted by a person with a mask over his face and a gun in his hand who takes all your money, chances are you were just robbed.
CFTR.
8:49 at CFTR. Rocking and rolling and perspiring with you in the summer of 78. Don't miss the Rolling Stones July 4th in Buffalo. For your tickets for the concert to give away. When you hear the sound of the CFTR jet, you could be a winner. Then again, it depends on the luck of the telephone, right? Brady in the Morning at CFTR, down on Baker Street now. 7 minutes away from 9 o'clock, 8:53 and 23 degrees. Mostly sunny and warm and a little bit humid today. The high near 27 coming up. Once again, let's check out traffic with Russ Holden.
Southbound on the parkway, it's improving now. Still heavy at the top end down through to about Lawrence. It improves south of Lawrence. And we get a fast check southbound on Interstate 70 and south westbound on Route 66 all the way to Arizona. Looks good. Have a good trip, Jimmy. For cool, pleasant living, have your home air conditioned now by Sunoco. With forced air heating, Sunoco makes it easy and inexpensive.
The captain has arrived.
Hooray, hooray, hooray. 66. Well, Captain.
Hey, Jimmy.
You no sooner come back and we're going away.
Yeah, well, listen, got to tell you about the big renovations at Captain Inspiration's Winoland and Game Farm.
Right.
We've paved Winoland and put up a parking lot.
Joni Mitchell should write a song about
I
that.
I think so.
You want to come to Arizona and clean my pool?
You bet. Okay. Bye, y'all. See you, Jimmy. It's
right.
Been fun.
I'll do that.
Hello, this is Eric Stutzley. I'm
sorry.
Well, what can I say? It's been a great 5 years. A monumental thing in my life doing this, and... Probably the hardest thing I've ever had to do is leave this place. Yeah, especially to everybody that's made it so much fun. Especially my co-conspirator, Crazy Carlton, who's been sitting across the glass near the studio pushing the buttons and who deserves half the blame for everything we've done in the last 5 years. Thank you, man. And on behalf of my wife, my children, if they could talk, and my dog, Rufus, we love you. Goodbye.
I thought this might be appropriate.
I know it's not on the music list, but hopefully it won't sack me for this.
Come get me, Mother, and Drew.